We're here.
It's Media Day at the Trout Lake Research Station. Director Tim Kratz points to a map showing the 7,000 lakes in the region.
It's not an accident that the Trout Lake Station is where it is.
90 years ago, researchers here pioneered the scientific study of lake ecology. Kratz says the studies continue with sophisticated new equipment.
Instruments out on platforms on lakes, very high-frequency measurements, measurements taken every few minutes.
In 2004, Kratz flew to Taiwan to meet two researchers interested in the work at Trout Lake. That initial meeting led to a global network of 400 scientists sharing data collected from lakes in 40 different countries.
Canada, Brazil, China, Japan, England, Germany, Poland, Switzerland, Sweden, Finland.
It's called GLEON, which stands for Global Lakes Ecological Observatory Network. Its scientists work across cultures, sharing data on water temperature, dissolved oxygen, algae pigments, and weather.
Scientists, no matter the culture, are very interested in collaborating with their colleagues. We're very interested in how climate change is affecting lakes all over the world.
Tim Kratz says the new global network could help protect the world's increasingly threatened freshwater resources.
That's the goal, try to keep the lakes healthy, to try to understand what makes lakes tick.
Continuing a 90-year history of pioneering work. At the UW Trout Lake Research Station, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.